Now we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health Services here in Manhattan, in Riley County, and going to talk a little bit now about the Crisis Stabilization Center. We were talking during the break here, Robin, and I understand you guys have been pretty busy out there, right, lately.
Yes, we have been very busy. You know, early on, after news of the virus hit the community locally, we saw the number of people who were reaching out for crisis services reduced. And so for a couple of weeks, we didn't have as much of a demand for services as we had. But then after about week three, that changed, and number of people who were asking for services really increased pretty dramatically. And we've continued to see that throughout this 90-day period of time. And in fact, we're, you know, I was talking with the director of the Crisis Stabilization Center this morning, and we were just sort of amused by the fact that when we first started working on this project, we thought we would have a 6-bed unit. We now have an 11-bed unit, and it's just, we just found the humor in the fact that if we had only 6 beds, we would really be hurting at this point. And that there have been many days where we could have used more than 11 beds just because of the demand for services. So I think we're beginning to see some of the impact of the way that things have been so upset and turned upside down over the last 90 days or so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Everything's changed, and yeah, obviously it takes a toll on everybody's mental health, and of course those that are most vulnerable. We're so lucky to have that that center there now.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you a little bit about some retirements here that you have coming up there at Pawnee Mental Health.
Yes, we have our medical director, Dr. Pod Malassi, is retiring at the end of the month. Dr. Lossie has served us for 12 years, and he is retiring on the 30th of June, and so we're very grateful to her for her years of service, and we're sorry to see her go, but the good news in that is that her husband, Dr. Christian Lossie, who was formerly our medical director, is going to be returning as our medical director. And so beginning July 1st, Dr. Christian Lossie will be taking over that role. Dr. Christian Lossie will not be seeing patients in his role as medical director. It'll be a part-time position where he will be primarily providing direction and oversight for the program. Rather than having Dr. Christian Lossie provide services and administrative support, we have hired Lacey Osman, who is a advanced practice registered nurse, who will be the director of our medical services program. Lacey began working for us on May 13th and has been training under Dr. Pod Malassie. And she will be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the medical department. She'll also be providing direct patient care in her role as the director of medical services. In addition to hiring Lacey, we also have hired another advanced practice registered nurse, Jerusha Miniu. She comes to us from Texas, and she began working on May 27th and has also been training under Dr. Pod Malassie for this last month. And she will be serving patients in Manhattan and Junction City, as well as Lacey Osman. Lacey will also be serving patients in the Manhattan office and in the Junction City office. So we're excited excited about that because we have some enhanced capacity for responding to the medication management needs of our current patients and of individuals in the community who may be in need of consultation for psychiatric medication.
All right. Well, that's pretty interesting stuff right there with those hires and the retirement there. It's about 9:57. We got just a couple minutes left, but I know you wanted to touch briefly on some news at the state level.
Yes. The Legislative Coordinating Council recently named four interim committees to do some work before the legislature reconvenes in January. And one of those four interim committees is the Kansas Mental Health Modernization and Reform Committee. They've been tasked to analyze the state's behavioral health system, and the purpose of that is to ensure that both inpatient and outpatient services are accessible in all the communities across the state. Their job is also to review the capacity of the current behavioral health workforce, as well as to study the availability and capacity of crisis centers and substance abuse facilities throughout the state. In addition to that, they've been tasked with the job of assessing the impact of recent changes to state policies on the treatment of individuals who have behavioral health care needs. And then, of course, they are also responsible to make recommendations on steps that are needed to be taken for Kansas to become a nationwide leader on the delivery of behavioral health services, specifically focusing on how Kansas should modernize our behavioral health care delivery system. So we're excited about that and excited to hear what kind of recommendations come out of that Kansas Mental Health Modernization and Reform Committee.
All right. Well, Robin, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We appreciate all the work that you guys do out there at Pawnee Mental Health, and hopefully you all stay safe out there and have a happy 4th of July.
Likewise. You be well, and also have a wonderful 4th of July celebration.
All right. Robin Cole, again, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health, our guest here on In Focus. Also, thanks to Dr. Timothy Schaefer, who joined us earlier from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we will have Riley County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. We'll also have, for one segment on there, Haley Rowland, the Public Information Officer. She's leaving, unfortunately, and we're going to say goodbye to her.
Stand by for Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, and Royals Playback on the way today at K-Man.